The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 8, Text Number 5, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on January 11th, 2007, in Suva, Fiji.
So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 8, Questions by King Parikshit, Text Number 5.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Pravishtakarnarandhrena Svanam Bhavasuro Ruham Dunoti Shamalam Krishna Salilasya Yatasharat.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The sound incarnation of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Soul, in other words, Srimad Bhagavatam, enters into the heart of a self-realized devotee, sits on the lotus flower of his loving relationship, and thus cleanses the dust of material association, such as lust, anger, and hankering. Thus, it acts like autumnal rains upon pools of muddy water. It is said that a single pure devotee of the Lord can deliver all the fallen souls of the world. Thus, one who is actually in the confidence of a pure devotee like Narada or Shukadeva Goswami, and thus is empowered by one spiritual master, as Narada was by Brahmaji, can not only deliver himself from the clutches of Maya illusion, but can deliver the whole world by his pure and empowered devotional service. The comparison to the autumnal rain that falls on muddy reservoirs of water is very appropriate. During the rainy season, all the waters of the rivers become muddy. But in the month of July, August, the autumn season, when there is a slight rainfall, the muddy waters of the rivers all over the world become at once clear. By addition of some chemical, a small reservoir of water like that of a metropolitan waterworks tank can be cleared. But by such a tiny effort, it is not possible to clear up all the reservoirs of water like the rivers. A powerful, pure devotee of the Lord, however, can deliver not only his personal self, but also many others in his association. In other words, the cleansing of the polluted heart by other methods, like the culture of empiric knowledge or mystic gymnastics, can simply cleanse one's own heart. But devotional service to the Lord is so powerful that it cleanses the hearts of the people in general by the devotional service of the pure, empowered devotee. A true representative of the Lord like Narada, Shukadeva Goswami, Lord Chaitanya, the six Goswamis, and later Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, etc., can deliver all people by their empowered devotional service. By sincere efforts to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, one realizes his constitutional relationship with the Lord in the transcendental humor of servitude, friendship, parental affection, or conjugal love. And by such self-realization, one becomes situated at once in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Not only were all the pure devotees like Narada, self-realized souls, but they were engaged in preaching work automatically by spiritual impetus. And thus they delivered many poor souls entangled in the material modes. They became so powerful because they sincerely followed the Bhagavatam principles by regular hearing and worshiping. By such action, the accumulated material lusts, etc., become cleansed by the personal endeavor of the Lord within the heart. The Lord is always within the heart of the living being, but he becomes manifested by one's devotional service. Purification of the heart by culture of knowledge or mystic yoga may be all right for the time being for an individual person, but it is like the cleansing of a small quantity of stagnant water by chemical processes. Such clarification of water may stand for the time being, and the sediments settle down, but by a slight agitation, everything becomes muddy. The idea is that devotional service to the Lord is the only method of cleansing the heart for good, whereas other methods may be superficially good for the time being, there is risk of becoming muddy again due to agitation of the mind. Devotional service to the Lord with specific attention for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and always is the best recommended method for liberation from the clutches of illusion. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Savayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. This is an incredible purport. Absolutely incredible. What Prabhupada has given us here. Absolutely incredible. He describes what a pure devotee can do. One pure devotee can deliver the entire world. So, do you think Prabhupada does not want us to become such pure devotees? Or he wants us to become such pure devotees? Yes. Prabhupada wants you, each and every one of you, he wants us, he wants each and every one of us to become such a pure devotee that we can personally deliver the entire world. So we have a big responsibility. And specifically Fiji has a very big, devotees in Fiji have a very big responsibility. Because Prabhupada said this could become the first Krishna conscious country in the world. So we have to make it happen. Prabhupada said it can happen. He wants it to happen. So we are the followers of Prabhupada, therefore we have to make it happen. We have to make Krishna consciousness the religion of Fiji. You see, that everyone takes the Krishna consciousness movement here. So, this verse is telling us how we can do that. This verse is giving the formula, the secret inside information of how we can actually become empowered to make this the first Krishna conscious country in the world. You simply have to become a pure devotee. That's all. Each and every member of our ISKCON in Fiji must become pure devotee. Everyone. I don't care if you're a sannyasi, a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, whatever you, where you're working, a security guard, I don't, whatever you are doing, every single member of ISKCON in Fiji must strive diligently to become a pure devotee. You see? And then nothing can stop it. There's no impediment. A pure devotee, there's no material impediment that can stop him from delivering all the fallen souls. You see? Ahaituki apratiyata. Apratiyata means no material impediment can stop one. If one is a pure devotee, nothing can stop him from making the whole world Krishna conscious. So then the question is, okay, now how do we become pure devotees? This verse also gives that formula. This verse, Prabhupada is telling us in his purport, what the result will be if one becomes a pure devotee, and then he's telling how to become the pure devotee. All we have to do is clearly hear the instructions of Srila Prabhupada here, and we have to sincerely execute them to the best of our ability, begging for his mercy, begging for the mercy of our Guru Maharaj, begging for the mercy of the Vaishnavas. And then we will see amazing things happen. We will see this does become the first Krishna conscious country in the world. So what is that formula? That is the Bhagavad. It is very simple. Hearing the Bhagavatam qualitatively and quantitatively. Quantitative means every morning. Be very fixed in hearing the Bhagavatam. Don't neglect hearing the Bhagavatam. That's the quantitative aspect. And qualitative is, how do you hear it? Let's look at the verse again. The sound incarnation of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Soul, enters into the heart of a self-realized devotee, sits on the lotus flower of his loving relationship. Prabhupada explains that loving relationship. That's one's rasa with Krishna. And cleanses the dust of material association. It's interesting here. Bhagavatam says, the heart of a self-realized devotee. But then it talks about cleansing the dust out of the heart. Normally you think, well, self-realized means it's all the dirt's already gone. But here it's talking about the Bhagavatam enters the heart of a self-realized devotee and clears out all the crud, the lust, the anger, the greed. So that means that even someone who has come to a preliminary understanding, you see, who's become fixed in the mode of goodness, that is a type of self-realization. But then there's higher levels of self-realization also. So that means even a neophyte devotee who's still struggling with anarthas, he is considered self-realized, according to this verse. He's self-realized. He knows he's not his body. He knows he's the eternal servant of Krishna. He's taken shelter of a spiritual master. He's dedicated his life. He is considered self-realized, even though he's still working on the dirt in the heart. He's considered self-realized in this verse. So the example is given, the simile is given of the autumn rains and the muddy water. So the Bhagavatam acts like autumnal rains upon the muddy water of the heart. To cleanse, to clarify the heart, you see. The more you can hear the Bhagavatam, submissively hear the Bhagavatam, drink it deeply within your heart. No judgmentalism, just take it in. Is the mercy of Krishna, the sound incarnation of Krishna is coming now in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam in this room at this very minute. Whether I'm speaking it or you speaking it, that doesn't make any difference. It's the Bhagavatam, that's what we're talking about here. The Bhagavatam it is Krishna himself. And it acts like the autumnal rains to clarify the polluted heart. So we simply have to, as deeply and as intensely and as focusedly as possible, absorb ourselves in hearing and chanting Srimad Bhagavatam. Very faithfully, day in, day out, week after week, month after month, year after year. And by doing that, we'll become pure devotees. And Krishna will empower us that we can deliver the people of this planet. He will empower us that we can make Fiji the first Krishna conscious country in the world. It all begins with hearing, as I was explaining several days ago here. This was Prabhupada's, he was known for this by Bhaktisiddhanta Nadis. Oh, this boy, the others go away, but this one he likes to hear. He doesn't go away. You see? This is the quality that is recognized by the Aracharyas. You see, if one is very eager to hear whenever Bhagavat is spoken, you see, he's very, very eager to hear. This is the key. We will have questions at the end. I'll leave some time at the end. I want to speak for a few more minutes. Yeah. And then I will open it up. A nice point here is there are other methods of self-realization. Mystic yoga, jnana yoga, you see. And Prabhupada says, they may be all right for the time being. That means, temporarily, you can get some benefit. Temporarily, you can get free from the entanglement of sense gratification. But it doesn't last, that's the problem. You may sit down, go to the forest somewhere, you know, do some yoga posture, do some deep breathing, go, oh, and feel, ah, oh, this is so peaceful. Oh, shanti, shanti. Feel very peaceful, you see. But then you have to, it's time to go to the office. You have to report to work by 8:30 and, you know, where's the shanti? You see? This is why bhakti yoga is the supreme yoga. Because in bhakti yoga you can turn everything into your meditation. Arjuna was killing warriors like anything in a pure state of meditation. He was in samadhi while he was killing people. You're killing someone in a pure state of meditation. Because he was thinking, it's for Krishna, it's for Krishna. Kill this one, kill a warrior for Krishna, you see. Kill him for Krishna, kill him, kill him, kill him. He was fully absorbed, everything was for Krishna, for Krishna. Krishna wants this, I must do this. So the devotee, he can remain perfectly fixed in samadhi, in a pure state of transcendental meditation, 24 hours a day, whether he's washing the dishes, taking out the garbage, going to the office to make money, or preaching to spread Krishna consciousness throughout the Fiji Islands. So this is the topmost meditation. And this meditation can only be realized by those who become very faithful hearers of the Srimad Bhagavatam. One cannot get it by any other means. You can't bypass the Srimad Bhagavatam and invent your own method. The so-called gurus of the day, they want to do that. They want to invent their own method. But that does not work. We have to follow the prescribed system. Given by Sampradaya, you see, the Siddhic succession. Sampradaya vihinaye mantrashte nishpala mata. If you get some mantra which is not coming in the authorized sampradaya, it will be nishpal, no fruit. So we must take the authorized system coming from the acharyas, and then we can be successful. Whatever Prabhupada has given, it is perfect. Now we simply have to execute it. Now we are seeing some difficulties in Fiji, the ISKCON movement in Fiji. We are seeing some difficulties that we have neglected to follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. You see. So there was some disturbance. The good news is, the orders of Prabhupada are always there. They don't go away. You see? And all we have to do is pick up the books and read the books and then do what is stated in the books. And then all the muddiness will go away. Everything we need to turn the Fiji ISKCON around out of this rut that it's in and make it the empowered army that Prabhupada wants it to be. It's all that, it's right here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything is here. Simply have to put it into practice. That's it. We must fully dedicate ourselves how we can make Fiji Krishna conscious. Prabhupada said, also make the Fijians Krishna conscious. He said, they are good men. So we have to think how we can organize things in such a way that we can make everyone throughout these islands Krishna conscious. Every man, woman and child, a member of Hare Krishna movement, you see. When we were in Lautoka, we saw the Mormons, they are very aggressive for making the Fijian people devotees. In America, a young man, he wouldn't be caught dead wearing a dress. You see, it'd be the most embarrassing, humiliating experience. He wouldn't be caught dead wearing a dress. But I saw these boys, they're wearing dresses, they Sulu. In America, they'd be considered wearing a woman's dress. But they would... They were walking down the street in dress, sort of, these American boys or Australian boys, completely happy. And they wouldn't be caught dead in America wearing them. But they're willing to do that. See, take some inconvenience for the sake of preaching, spreading their Mormon religion here to the Fijian people. So how much inconvenience are we willing to take for going out and preaching all day long, knocking on doors, approaching people in the streets, you see? Are we willing to take inconvenience of publishing Prabhupada's books, and translating and publishing in the Fijian language, and giving the Fijian people Prabhupada's books in their own language? Are we willing to do that? You see? How much are we willing to sacrifice to push forward this movement? You see? Are we willing to sacrifice anything and everything for making Prabhupada's words come true? Or are we just thinking about our own comforts? Eating, sleeping, mating, defending, and dying. You see? Who is willing to sacrifice everything to make Fiji the first Krishna conscious country in the world? Let's see a show of hands. One, two. Only two. Well, these are the leaders. These are the new leaders. You see. No one else. Only two. We have to think. This is what Prabhupada wants. He wants that everyone should become Krishna conscious. So we have to think, what can I do to please Srila Prabhupada? To save these people from their suffering condition. This is the heart of the Vaishnava. He cannot tolerate to see people in a suffering condition. It pains his heart to see people are not Krishna conscious. It's unbearably painful for him to see that people are not Krishna conscious. They are absorbed in illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. This tears his heart apart. He can't stand to see this. Therefore, he dedicates himself doing everything possible until his last dying breath. He does not think of success or failure. He simply makes the endeavor. He doesn't think, well, if I could succeed, if I was sure I would be successful, then I'm willing to do it. But otherwise, no, I don't want to be a failure, so I won't even try. I know it's impossible. These people are too covered by the modes, so I won't even try. Forget it. I'll just sit in my room and watch television and videos and try to forget the misery of material existence. Good luck. You'll never do it. You'll never drown yourself. You can't ever watch enough videos or watch enough TV shows to drive away the suffering of material existence. It will simply make it worse. There's only one way we can drive away the suffering of material existence, and that is to dedicate ourselves for delivering everyone from their suffering condition in the material existence. It's the only thing that can save us. Why? Someone may say, but just be Krishna conscious. Madmanava madbhakto majadji mang namaskuru. Isn't that enough? Yes, it is enough, but Prabhupada explains that the order of Krishna to surrender unto me has taken the form in the Kali Yuga of Yare Deka Tarikaha Krishna Upadesha Maragaya Guru Hoyatayadesh. Surrendering to Krishna now in the Kali Yuga means you must preach, you must dedicate yourself to pushing this movement forward. That you must do. If you're not willing to dedicate yourself to pushing forward this movement, then you're not surrendered to Krishna. That's all. You're surrendered to your rascal mind. That's all. So, we have to study. I've been serving my mind for millions of lifetimes, and where has it gotten me? If you continue to do what you've always done, you continue to get what you've always gotten. Is it enough? Are you happy with birth, death, old age, and disease? That's what you've gotten by serving your mind. The same damn nonsense. A rotting lump of blood and flesh, stool and urine. Are you happy with it? Then do something about it. Get out of this rut. Stop listening to your mind. Listen to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is calling you. He's calling you to come out and preach. He's calling you to come out of your hole and preach and spread this movement all over the world, all over Fiji. This is how we will be successful. And even if they don't take to it, we will be saved. Prabhupada explains this. He said the Krishna conscious being, he's always thinking of how to deliver all of suffering humanity back to Godhead. Even if he's not successful in doing so, his perfection is guaranteed. And anyone who follows him will also become perfect. So the Krishna conscious devotee, he meditates, I must do everything possible to save the fallen souls of this world. Whether they take it or not, that doesn't matter. My duty is to try to save them. That's my duty. And that execution of that duty will make me successful. Prabhupada explains that by coming to Krishna consciousness, one's natural beauty becomes reawakened. In material life, we are covered by so many contaminations of lust, anger, greed. But when one awakens one's Krishna consciousness, then one naturally becomes beautiful. Prabhupada explains like this in the Nectar Devotion. So our simple formula is, be dutiful, be beautiful. Let me see. Be dutiful, be beautiful. If you do your actual duty to surrender to Krishna, to surrender to Guru, to dedicate yourself for saving the fallen conditioned souls of this world, then naturally you will be beautiful. You have a beautiful demeanor, beautiful appearance, beautiful words, beautiful behavior, beautiful relationships. Everything will become beautiful about you if you simply become dutiful. So we simply be dutiful and be beautiful. This is Krishna consciousness. So we can ask now if there's some questions.
Suppose you give it to someone who is not very qualified in handling, books up which is a Krishna in it. Don't you fear that you're going to defile his home?
Someone who is not qualified does what?
I mean, someone who is not knowing much about Krishna consciousness. Don't you fear this?
Someone gives you a book?
No, I give someone who is not very qualified, that doesn't know about Krishna consciousness, right?
Yeah.
And he takes the book home. There's a fear that he might defile that book.
Prabhupada's books are Krishna himself. No matter how you get them, there's so many stories of people somehow, doesn't matter how you get the book. If somehow or other they get this book and they read it, it doesn't matter how that book came to them. Whether they got it, that they found it in a used bookstore, whether they found it lying on the street. It doesn't matter. These books are all powerful. They are all pure. Any way that they, doesn't matter if a pure devotee gives them the book or a karmi gives them the book. Anybody who gets one of these books, their life becomes successful.
It's fear that you might be defiled, like the torn away, torn the rubbish on the animal.
You're afraid that somebody may defile the book.
Yes.
Well, that's why we take some donation. You don't just hand out books freely on the street. They'll definitely rip it up and throw it away. That's why we take some donation. Because if they pay for it, they're not going to defile it. I think, oh, I've got to get my money's worth out of this. I gave some money for this book, therefore I must take it home. I don't want to lose, I've got to get my money's worth. So that's why it's very good to get some donation for the book. Because then they will respect it. No, this is, it's worth something. Questions more? Anyone else have questions? All right.
This verse, how can you link it to this, the transformation of Naam into Roop, Guna and Leela? How can you transform, how can you link this?
Naam, Roop, Guna and Leela.
How can you use this to entertain that part?
Everything is there in Bhagavatam. The name of Krishna is there, the form of Krishna is there, the qualities of Krishna are there. And the pastimes of Krishna are there. Everything is there in the Bhagavatam. Naam, Roop, Guna, and Leela. It's all there. If you simply allow this sound incarnation to enter into your heart, it will drive away all the lust, anger, greed, deceitfulness, all of these things that are polluting your heart since time immemorial, you see. All that stuff will just go away and you go, you'll become so happy. When the water of your heart becomes like a clear mountain stream and all the muddiness goes away, you'll just be so happy. So all we have to do is just allow this sound vibration to fully enter into our heart and take it in as deeply as possible. Just like someone who's been dying of thirst, when they get a chance to drink water, they drink as much as they can. You see? So we've been dying of thirst here in the cycle of birth and death. And the Bhagavatam is the soothing, life-giving waters. When we have a chance to drink the Bhagavatam, we drink it very deeply. This drinking is through the ears. You see, we drink this nectar. We just take it in through the ears. Understanding this is saving me from hell. Let me take this deeply, deeply, deeply into my heart. So, any other questions? Yes. Let me see if I figured out what you're saying. That when you're doing devotional service, sometimes you come into obstacles and lose your enthusiasm. Okay. And then your question is how to overcome the obstacle?
What do we do?
What do you do? As I've been explaining previously, in my own life, Prabhupada ordered me When I was a young brahmachari, he wrote me one letter. And he ordered me to always be enthusiastic. And he said that Krishna will bless me if I always am enthusiastic. So that's the instruction that Prabhupada gave me is the same instruction I'll give you, because it's a perfect instruction. And it's not only an instruction, it was a blessing. The instruction is this, that you should always be enthusiastic. No matter what obstacle may be there, do not allow it to weaken or diminish your enthusiasm. Simply take the instruction to always be enthusiastic, no matter what. And you'll be blessed by Krishna if you do that. So that's the thing. You just say, you just make your determination. I'm not going to let anything break my enthusiasm. I don't care what it is. I don't care if, you know, everybody, even if everybody in the whole movement goes away and I'm the only ISKCON devotee left on the planet, I'm not going to let that take away my enthusiasm to push forward this movement and make the world Krishna conscious, you see. You have to have, you know, die-hard determination to always remain enthusiastic no matter what happens, come hell or come high water, doesn't matter. I'm always going to be enthusiastic. Utsaham nishchaya. The first quality given by Rupa Goswami is enthusiasm. And there's a nice example in this connection. Prabhupada gave.
I'll try.
When the devotees were going to London to open the preach, Prabhupada told them when he was a boy he used to very much enjoy the Charlie Chaplin movies, silent movies. So there was one movie where Charlie Chaplin, he was in a ballroom dance with his tuxedo. And some little children, they put some glue on the bench. So when he sat down on the bench with his girlfriend, his date, he got up, his tuxedo ripped. So at a formal dance, to have a ripped tuxedo is like the ultimate embarrassment. You have to practically just go home, you know. You can't even stay at the dance. But he got an idea. He went into the men's room and he ripped his tuxedo all the way up. There's a cape, you know, and he ripped it all the way up to the top, just below his shoulder. And then he went out on the dance floor with his date, and he just danced like anything, twirling around. And everybody was just in awe. They were all looking at Charlie Chaplin and his date dancing. And then all the men took their tuxedos and they ripped them just like his. Rip! And they all started dancing like crazy. So Prabhupada told like this, the devotees, that they should be enthusiastic, you see. Charlie Chaplin didn't let it get him down that his tuxedo had gotten ripped. He said, let me capitalize on this. I'm going to start a new trend called ripped tuxedo. A new, what is it? A new fad, yes. So they may think that we're weird with this Hare Krishna movement, you see. But actually, we're starting a new fad. The new fad is that everybody in the whole world is going to chant Hare Krishna because there's nothing more cool than chanting Hare Krishna. You see. So in this way, you have to always be enthusiastic and start a new fad. The new fad is that everyone on this planet is going to chant the Hare Krishna mantra and we can surrender to Prabhupada's mission. That's the new fad. Gantarad Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.